In a referendum held on June 23, 2016, the people of the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union. The possibility of a British exit from the European Union, known as Brexit, has caused concern not just in Britain and Europe, but has also caused concern for companies in the rest of the world that trade with Britain. In particular, companies are concerned about how their intellectual property rights might be affected and are wondering what action they should take to safeguard their rights in the United Kingdom. Finnegan attorneys Claire Cornell and Philip Cupid, partners in Finnegan's London office, join us now to provide insight into the impact of Brexit. Philip, when will the United Kingdom leave the European Union?
It's not certain that the UK will leave the European Union at all. Only a very small majority of people voted in favour of leaving the EU, just 52% of those that voted. And there's no strong political will to leave the EU. So at this moment in time, it's not clear that we will leave at all. However, if it were to be decided that the UK will leave the EU, then the whole process will take at least 2 years. The UK will not leave the EU before September 2018 at the very earliest. In the meantime, the UK is still very much a part of the European Union.
If the United Kingdom does leave the European Union, will patents be affected?
I'd like to reassure listeners that patents will not be affected at all. The current European patent system is completely independent of the European Union and is based upon the European Patent Convention, which predates the European Union. So the practical effect of this is that current European patents and European patent applications will still continue to be effective in the United Kingdom. Additionally, applicants who are represented at the European Patent Office by British European patent attorneys don't need to find new representatives. British European patent attorneys will continue to have full rights of representation at the European Patent Office. There's also going to be no effect on United Kingdom national patents. Again, the UK national patent system is completely independent from the European Union. So, for example, the United Kingdom will continue to be a member of the Patent Cooperation Treaty, the World Trade Organization, and the Paris Convention. Where there may possibly be some effect upon the patent system is with regard to Supplementary Protection Certificates, or SPCs, for pharmaceutical patents. These are based upon European Union law. However, at this moment in time, it's just far too early to predict what will happen to SPCs.
Will the European Unitary Patent and Unified Patent Court be affected?
The new unitary patent system is likely to be delayed by Brexit. In order for the Unitary Patent and the Unified Patent Court to enter into effect, it's necessary for the United Kingdom to ratify the UPC agreement. It's very unlikely that the UK will ratify this agreement whilst it's in the process of debating its future in the European Union. So, for the time being at least, it seems unlikely that the new unitary patent system will enter into force until the UK has left the EU, should the UK leave the EU at all, which means that the new unitary patent system is unlikely to enter into effect until early 2019 at the very earliest. If Brexit does happen, the consequence of this is that unitary patents would not cover the United Kingdom. One aspect of the new unitary patent system that is likely to change is the section of the UPC Central Division that was due to be hosted in London. If Brexit does occur, it's likely that the international agreement that sets up the Unified Patent Court would have to be amended to allow another country to host this section of the Central Division.
Claire, how will trademarks be affected if the United Kingdom leaves the European Union?
Well, firstly, there won't be any changes to the standard UK trademark protection procedure. However, there will be implications on European Union trademark registrations. The European Union trademark regulation provides a unitary trademark protection throughout the EU to all member states. This includes affording protection to new countries as they join the EU. And of course, we would expect as a consequence of Brexit that we would also lose the cover of a European community trademark in the United Kingdom. So far, a situation of a country leaving the EU hasn't been written into the trademark regulations. So it's a little early to say exactly what would happen. It is expected that there will be some transitional provisions put into place in order to convert European Union registrations into national rights if Brexit does go ahead. There is a system of this sort in place already, which has been provided for by the European Union trademark regulations. This has been used in the past to convert European applications into national trademark rights. Where there has been something to block the eligibility of the trademark for registration throughout the EU, it's expected that any priority and seniority claims made in connection with European Union trademark registrations would also be retained when rights were converted back into UK trademarks. At the moment, if you were considering a seniority claim to a UK national right, I would recommend that rights are retained, as this may save costs in the future if the conversion process requires payment of a fee. Another feature that is worth considering at this time is how you use your European trademark registrations, as the registration system provides a possibility of cancellation of registered trademarks if they haven't been used for a period of 5 years. It is necessary to consider how your trademark has been used in the UK and the EU, to the extent that if the UK and the EU are no longer a single body, that use in the UK will not be sufficient to retain trademarks in the EU and vice versa. To this end, we suggest that companies make use of their trademarks both in the United Kingdom and the European Union. Once again, we expect there could be a transitional provision regarding use in the EU and the UK, but at the moment it is too early to say what this might actually be. Once the United Kingdom leaves the EU, it will still be possible to consider the Madrid Protocol option for trademark registration. The United Kingdom is a member of the Madrid Protocol in its own right, and this does not rely on European Union membership. A rights owner who currently holds the Madrid Protocol registration designating the European Union should be able to convert their European mark into a national right, or potentially convert it into a subsequent designation of their Madrid Protocol registration through the opting back system. Both of these procedures are already in place. However, they haven't been used in the past in a situation such as a country leaving the European Union.
How would registered and unregistered designs be affected?
Registered and unregistered designs would be affected in much the same way as trademarks. The European Community Design extends all through the European Union. If the UK were to leave the EU, national protection would need to be separated from the European Community protection. For registered rights, this would likely be through a transitional provision that would allow conversion to a national design registration. Where unregistered design rights are concerned, the situation would be different. Instead, the unregistered design right would not extend to the United Kingdom, and a UK unregistered design right would need to be relied upon instead.
You've explained how leaving the EU may affect IP rights. Is there anything else that companies need to consider?
One thing that I think it's important to be considered are any agreements with third parties which have been entered into using the European Union as a territory. Obviously, the scope of these agreements will be affected once the UK leaves the EU. Involuntarily, you might end up with an agreement which had previously covered the UK, which would no longer do so. So we do really recommend that agreements are reviewed and redrafted where necessary. Another matter for consideration relates to the .eu domain. At the moment, the .eu domain requires that the domain holder has a place of business in the European Economic Area. If the United Kingdom does not join the European Economic Area, it would not be able to hold a domain name in the future, potentially. Another issue for consideration are the European registrations of geographical indications. This system extends to the UK through an EU system, which will no longer be enforceable in the United Kingdom. We would need to consider how these would be protected in the UK through new legislation.
Our guests have been Claire Cornell and Philip Cupid, partners at Finnegan, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. For more commentary on intellectual property news and issues, to listen to other podcasts, and to receive additional information on the firm, please visit www.finnegan.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Finnegan.